It's here and now, and let's go now to Sochi to check in on the results of men's speed skating. Perhaps you didn't hear me. We are checking in now on results in men's speed skating. If you don't want to hear who won the men's speed skating today, then hum for the next couple of minutes. Okay, American Shawnee Davis was trying to make history by becoming the first male skater to win the gold in the same event in three consecutive Winter Olympic Games. The 1,000 meter is the event. Sean White failed to do that, the same thing, three times in snowboarding. NPR Sonari Glinton is in Sochi to tell us what happened in men's speed skating and the 1,000 meter. Last chance for anyone to tune out. Sonari, what happened?
Well, Shawnee Davis didn't make it.
Ah.
He came in. He came in eighth. He lost by 0.73 seconds.
Wow.
It was a pretty amazing thing. You would think that he's defending the gold medal. This would have been a historic event. I mean, I guess we sort of get used to three-peats, but in this Olympics, it didn't happen. Didn't happen with Sean White. Didn't happen with Shawnee Davis.
Yeah, and well, actually, let's just stay with that topic. It didn't happen on Saturday with Bodie Miller.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is the teams that you would expect to be doing well. You know, the Nordic countries, the Netherlands, Norway, Russia. Those countries are doing pretty well, and it's one of the larger Olympics. You know, more countries are represented. The U.S. sent more athletes, but it's really a lot more competitive, and there's not any, you know, runaway favorites, except the Dutch in speed skating, who've won almost all of the gold medals.
Yeah. Well, on Saturday, we just to cap that off, 36-year-old Bodie Miller won to make history as the oldest Olympic champion in an alpine event. He did not. He came in eighth. But stay with who won in the 1,000 meter.
It was Stefan Gruthius. He won, and he was rounded out by Michael Mulder, who won his second medal. He won a gold in the 500 yesterday. And then here's a really, really super interesting story. Denny Morrison came in second for Canada. He just decided to race at the last minute because another Canadian swapped out. So he wasn't even going to race. And he came in second, got a silver.
Boy. And the Dutchman first, as you said. But Shawnee Davis, the first Black American athlete to win an individual gold at a Winter Olympics. He does not, you know, put his race forward. But how important a figure is he in these Olympics?
Well, he's 31, and, you know, there are teammates of his who are in their early 20s, and a lot of people who've gotten into speed skating have gotten into it because of him. He's expanded what people think of, and when you look at it, it's a tremendous event to say that, you know, it's kind of like the Globetrotters in the 50s, where there used to be all this talk about how basketball wasn't necessarily a Black sport, you know? And then these great guys came in and they changed the way we thought about basketball. And I think that Shawnee Davis could be that transcendent figure that says, you know, if you can run fast, why can't you skate fast? If you can dance well, why can't you ice dance well?
Well, and he started on roller skates as a child. And so transcendent, even if he didn't win the gold in Sochi. Sonari Glinton coming to us from Sochi. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure to be with you.